is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, so this couple in Newark, Maryland, not the Newark in New Jersey, the cops, the couple.
Okay. They're looking.
Cops in New York are looking for a couple in an Acme grocery store. They went in three separate times and shoplifted mass quantities of diarrhea meds. Wow.
Ow.
$200 worth in their three trips.
Must have been dealing with something heavy duty.
Security footage shows them holding their stomachs. What are they doing?
I don't know.
They don't know if that's related. I would guess that it would be. Why would you steal diarrhea meds?
You didn't have the money to pay for it and you were going to poop your pants.
And then, I can't wait.
You're running, get it, from the cops. Anyway, did you get the price of the coffee?
No.
If somebody knows how much coffee is...
I'm looking now.
New York police are searching for a woman who threw iced coffee across the counter of a 7-Eleven after she found out what the price was. I mean, how much could 7-Eleven coffee be?
It's not a lot at all. It was an iced coffee. It couldn't have been more than $2.
She became irate after she learned the price of three iced coffees. She got it at 7-Eleven, Long Island. In the video footage, the customer chatted on the phone as she tried to buy the drinks. When she found out how much they were, she dumped the drinks, damaging $200 worth of cigarettes. Investigators are looking for her. Because I'm sure this is the biggest crime there in Suffolk County.
Oh, maybe the coffee cost a lot, because I can't find the price anywhere.
They're offering a $5,000 cash reward.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Well. Let me see.
That is a lot. They don't offer that much for somebody who beat somebody up.
It's 99 cents.
16 ounce. Regular price is $1.69. So even if she bought three, that would, you know.
Regular price is 16 ounce for just 99 cents for a limited time, and then regular price is $1.69. Get a life, lady.
So who was the one that I said last week? I'm going to be mean. What was that story we did? Remember, I said I'm going to be mean to this guy.
Oh yeah, crap. What was it?
Anyway.
Oh, geez, you're mean to a lot of people, though.
No, that's true. These are people that deserve it. Nobody else wants to point it out.
I know.
Everybody wants to be nicey-nice. You see, like this lady right here, she should get her driver's license suspended, or at least revoked.
Why?
Or at least suspended, revoked. Both. What?
Tell me why.
Okay, Hallandale Beach. You ever been down there? It's a nice area. There's that naked beach that you can accidentally wander upon, which I did.
Playa Linda?
No, it's Hallover.
Oh.
So, I think this is Hallandale, yeah. So, I've been there. I know exactly where this intersection is.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
You have to be... what's the word I'm looking for?
Completely blind to life?
Dumb?
Dumb. You've got to be stupid.
Unaware of anything around you.
Yeah. This lady, during the day... One of the things is you could imagine if it was pitch black and it was raining and it was coming down in buckets. You know, you can't see anything. No.
Right.
This was a clear...
Normal day. No reason.
Instead of making a right onto Pembroke Road about 7 a.m., she's going from Pembroke to Dixie Highway. Instead of making a right on Dixie Highway, she made a right onto the railroad tracks before Dixie Highway.
Dumb. A person lacking mental power.
Now,
she didn't realize she was on train tracks at all?
Wait, that's right. Let's just give her that part. Let's just say, okay, mistakes happen.
All right.
There's a lady. Her car is stuck on the track.
So that's a 911 call with a guy saying the lady is stuck on the tracks. Here's where it gets really good. She's 200 yards into the tracks. Then she thinks, my, this is a little bumpy.
She went 2 football fields and didn't realize that she was on the train tracks?
Exactly. That's my point.
When I felt the car drop, I knew something was wrong because it started to ride very rough.
Oh, boy. Well, you know.
How do you...
I don't know.
Look,
dude.
Maybe she's really pretty. Not everybody was born smart.
No, she's not. She's not.
How do you get a license?
That's what I'm saying.
How do you get one in the first place?
How did you do that? Yes, yeah, so it's a little bumpy.
I tried to pass over the tracks and I got over them, but my back rim was stuck.
Well, you're on the train tracks.
Okay, now what would you do? Let's just go around the room here. What would you do? You're stuck. Now you've really F'd yourself, and you've turned left, and your rear wheel's spinning in the air, and the right wheel's stuck on the outside of the tracks, and the car's like on a little seesaw action.
I'd get out of the car and just walk away from the tracks.
Right?
And call the cops and be like, I messed up, yo, but I'm not getting this.
I'd try to get out and push the car off the tracks, because whatever the cost to repair my wheels is going to be cheaper than replacing the entire car that train is going to
But let's go,
right?
Let's go with the whole thing. Let's give her the right turn onto the tracks. Let her have that. Let's let her have driving 200 yards on the rail tracks on the tracks.
Right.
And let's get to this point. She stays in the car and then calls 911 in the car.
No.
What? The only reason she's not dead today?
To call 911. Explain to them what happened, and in the process of that was literally on the phone with the dispatcher saying that a train is coming.
So the train's coming. She's still in the car.
She tried to stop someone to help her. Fortunately, that dispatcher was able to tell her to clear the tracks just in time.
You watch the video. She leaves the car 3 seconds before the train just goes blam!
Oh, no. And then, thank God someone told her to get out, otherwise
she wouldn't have gotten out.
She would have been sitting there. She would have been dead.
Now, okay, so be mean to me if you want. Should she get her license taken away?
Oh, no, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely, your license should be taken. The news should do an investigation into the driver's education system. She learned to get her license
from. Okay, all right, I didn't mean to go that far.
You're going severe now. Wow.
Yeah, no. Somebody needs to investigate these people because they're just handing out driver's license willy-nilly, and these are the type of people on the road with you. My life is in danger.
But,
that's all
you know,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Boy, right. I mean, I'm not arguing with you, that's for sure.
Yeah, this person has a job to pay for a car.
I don't know. So she's fine. Finally, New Hampshire police, maybe they should be retrained. Kevin Walsh has a humbling admission to make. you see this video, and as a... These are cops. This is a public health department, the police. I mean, these are trained people to deal with situations... that, you know, like this one. They found a dead whale on a beach. It's a 4,000-pound dead baby whale.
Oh, geez.
Okay?
4,000, that's 2 tons.
So, before you continue, I hear Rick laughing outside of his office, and I go in his office, and this is what he's looking at. Go ahead.
So, all these geniuses and all these coordinating their departments together and all, you know, get a, for some reason, I thought the good idea would be to get an excavator to take the whale and drive into a parking lot and dump the whale in a dumpster.
Why?
Now, it's a 4,000-pound whale. You saw the picture.
That makes no sense.
You look at the whale. Somebody who's got cataracts can look at this whale and see that the whale is never in a million years
going to fit in this dumpster.
No.
It's just not.
But they try anyway. So they take the whale, lift it up in the air. You can see that the whale's twice the size of the dumpster and then unloaded. The whale bounces off the dumpster and lands in the parking lot while people are watching.
Oh, my gosh. So they're like, what are they doing? Why are they carrying a whale? Oh, there it goes.
Just bounces off the floor.
We said baby whale, so everybody thought it would be a small whale. We should have measured the length of the animal, so then it was clear what size container we would need.
Really?
That's heartbreaking, honestly.
It's too bad they couldn't have managed it a little bit better.
Yeah, thank you.
It is kind of sad. You're like, this poor dead baby whale, and you're just trying to like...
Did he fall apart at that
point? No, dude. He just died. It's rubber. It's bounced.
He did bounce.
Yeah, but after a while, they get real mushy.
No, this wasn't a while.
No, this was brand new. This brand new dead.
So he bounces off the dumpster. Then what do they do?
Bounces on the floor. I don't know what happened after that. They made this video.
I think
they
left it there, didn't they?
And then we made fun of it.
And that's how that ended.
It's a problem we all have.
What am I going to do with this dead whale?
Well, not anymore with the Whale Shredder, the massive shredder that cuts your dead whale into tiny pieces so you can dispose of it more efficiently.
But then what do I do with the pieces of the dead whale once it's shredded?
Introducing the Whale Pail. It's a pail that you put the dead whale pieces into after you shred the dead whale.
Wow! No more dead whale!
Act now and you'll get the Whale Shredder and the Whale Pail for just 4 easy payments of $19.99.
Awesome! And
honey, there's another dead whale in the kitchen!
No problem. Time to shred! Thanks, Whale Shredder!
So get rid of those pesky dead whales that are lying around the house. Get the Whale Shredder and the Whale Pail in stores now.
Rick Stacy!